Section 22 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Sramazan by William Keane Seymour. For a ballet. Sramazan sits dying. His slaves stand in silence. Nubians, Syrians, leashed to his nod. Death is on his dark brow, with fierce, keen jewels.
Who has heard the treading of the cat-faced god? Has anyone heard?
Incense to the sun-chinks wreathes. Balconied girls move fans in the gloom. Ostrich, flamingo, and peacock feathers. In that great ivory, ebony room.
Has anyone heard?
A silver-sprung fountain, flowers in shadow, spurtles and sings from emerald heads of crested lizards.
Has anyone felt his shuddering wings?
Wearily, Sramazan watches a blue monkey, from gold chain swinging, chattering her teeth, clenching her paw with loathing of the goldfish, swift and lustrous in the pool beneath. Heavily he sighs, and looks to the still curtain where Srob stands, huge, with curved, monstrous blade.
Bring me Saisha, while my eyes have vision, that I may pass the shadows unafraid.
The wings stirred then.
I heard his velvet treading.
Sramazan starts up with deep, hungering eyes. Saisha, tingling, is running past the eunuchs, spins on the throne steps where he dies. Saisha, undulant with glittering allurements, mimes and quivers to plucked murmurous strings. The orange pavement twirls to her rhythm. Death by the curtain furls his wings. Sramazan, from his throne of jade and silver, casts great sapphires and chrysolites down. Whispering hoarsely praises of the sorceress, Saisha, whirling slender and brown.
See how burningly he gazes upon her.
The dance wanes. She sways as a tall lily sways.
The wings rushed then.
His tired face is ashen. Death threads softly the whispering maze. The dance ends. How, like a dying bird, she flutters. Goldenly she falls, and shivers, and is still.
For the soul of Sramazan pray, O ye people. The years are sorrows the gods fulfill.
Srob moves swiftly. The chattering blue monkey squeals, and a girl screams.
Saisha, arise. Thy little feet shall go afar with Sramazan.
The sword smites hissing in a storm of sighs. End of section.